USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The IRS and the U.S. Treasury Department are saying they've already begun processing a new round of stimulus payments with the goal of having the first payments in bank accounts over this weekend. Estimation is that 85% of Americans are eligible, and the government's aim is to have millions done in the next few weeks. The latest round of relief payments to Americans include $1,400 for each adult child and adult dependent. That includes college students or elderly relatives. Beginning Monday, people can check the Get My Payment tool on the IRS.gov website to track their own payments. Don't forget to move your clocks forward. Daylight savings is beginning at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. Clocks are to spring forward 1 hour. This excludes Hawaii, most of Arizona, and Puerto Rico. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
An anti-abortion bill has moved forward in Florida. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
A Florida House subcommittee this week approves a bill making it illegal for a doctor to perform an abortion if the only reason is because the child would be disabled, physically or mentally. Exceptions would be allowed if the mother's health is in danger. Vero Beach Republican Erin Grawl sponsoring the bill. She says destroying those that are or may be disabled is detrimental and contrary to our culture and our values. A Democratic lawmaker calls the bill an attempt to infringe on a woman's right to choose. If the bill becomes law, it would take effect July 1st. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Meteorologists have been monitoring a storm that's hitting Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska this weekend with a historic snowfall. They say Cheyenne, Wyoming, will be in the storm's bullseye and could potentially pick up the biggest snowstorm in the city's history. Winter storm warnings are spread across southeastern parts of Wyoming and northern Colorado. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and former Second Lady Karen Pence have announced the birth of their first grandchild in a Twitter post. The couple's oldest son, Michael Pence, and his wife, Sarah, welcomed their daughter this week. Karen Pence tweeted, "So excited to announce the arrival of our first grandchild, Avery Grace Pence." She said, "We praise God that little Avery, her mommy, and daddy are all doing just great." The former vice president and second lady have been married since 1985 and have three children together, including two daughters, Charlotte and Audrey. Michael Pence serves as a pilot as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Marines. A Colorado man is facing serious charges after disrupting a flight. USA Radio Network's Jeremy Scott reports.
An FBI affidavit says 24-year-old Landon Greer swatted at a flight attendant on an Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Denver last Tuesday after she repeatedly asked him to put on the required mask. The affidavit says he also urinated on a seat. Greer said he had a few shots and beers and over-the-counter pain reliever before the flight. The charge of interfering with the flight crew comes with a prison sentence of up to 20 years and a fine of $250,000. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Remember, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.